Chapter 12. In the Field. The police arrived at the cottages at about midday the next day. They inspected them carefully and checked everything for fingerprints. But of course they found none, because I was still wearing my gloves. In the afternoon, another policeman and two dogs came to look for me. Half the villagers came also, and there were even two men on horses. The whole scene looked like a real fox hunt. The dogs smelled the false trail which I had created and ran off to follow it, while I set out in the opposite direction. I crossed the main road and moved slowly across the countryside, being very careful not to be seen. About 5:30 p.m. I came to a river where I submerged the sardines and then set off again. It was almost 4 o'clock in the morning when I finally arrived at my burrow in the lane. I felt that I was safe now, at least for a time. I ate an enormous breakfast of beef and cereal. Then I got into my sleeping bag and slept all day. When I awoke in the evening, I felt sufficiently strong and rested to try my second plan. I had to convince the police that I had left the country permanently. My first job was to reassemble the tandem bicycle which I had hidden in the hedge. It took me hours because I was working by candlelight. By the time I was ready, it was after midnight. I dressed in my warmest working clothes, put a flask of whiskey in my top inside pocket, and took plenty of food. I could be away for days without worrying. At first, I stayed on the side roads, but when I came to the highway leading to the port of Bristol, I began to cycle openly on it. I wanted to be seen and make the police think that I had gone there. Lorry drivers cheered and laughed as they watched me go past. I was a strange sight, a muddy, bearded man riding a tandem. Nobody would think that I was a criminal running away from the police. Towards midday, I got very tired and wanted to hide the tandem and myself until night came. But there was nowhere to hide. There were only flat fields around me. One of the fields was planted with cabbages, and on one side of the field there was a small hut with an old abandoned car next to it. I decided to hide the tandem under the car. I carried the tandem on my shoulder across the field, because I didn't want to leave a bicycle track there, and hid it under the car. Now I had to find a place to hide. The hut was too obvious, and there were no hedges near it, so my only option was to lie in the middle of the field among the cabbages, even though it was raining and the field was muddy. Later in the day, three policemen arrived in the field. They looked in the hut and the old car, but of course it never occurred to them to search the field itself. After they had left, the owner of the cabbage field came to have a look at his land. No doubt he had learned that the police had visited his hut. By this time, I was getting terribly bored and very uncomfortable from lying on the ground, but I couldn't move while he was there. When he finally went home, it was already getting dark. I could now stand up and move around. I drank some whiskey and then started walking away from the road through the fields. However, it was almost impossible to walk through fields at night, and I soon realized that I had to get back onto a road if I wanted to travel quickly. But this was not a good plan either, because there were many people walking on the roads, mostly young men walking from one village to the next to go to a pub, or young couples looking for a quiet place to be alone. Once or twice I almost stood on a couple who were lying together near the roadside. Finally, I found a railway line and began to follow it. I had walked for most of the night and I was very tired. When it was morning, I hid among some bushes. I slept for several hours and woke up a little after midday. I suddenly had a sense that there were people near me, and when I looked over the bushes, I saw two men walking quite close to me. One was a policeman, and the other seemed to be a farmer. I decided to follow these two men and listen to what they were saying. I walked behind them for some time, being careful not to be seen. Eventually, they stopped walking and stood against a gate to rest.
"Some foreigners have been looking for him," said the policeman. I realized that they were discussing me.
"Foreigners?" said the farmer. "Why would foreigners come to Dorset?"
A few minutes later, the two men left. The news that people from abroad were looking for me worried me a little, but did not surprise me. I had expected them to find me eventually.